Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Showtime!
How y'all feel?
P.T. Banda! Multi-hostile! Highly motivated, motivated, motivated!
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
And good Wednesday to each and every one of you as we get rolling on this midweek edition, Sports Daily. Shane and Bruce rolling it out. 869-1240 is the number, as always, on the I Got It at Tad's Locker Room hotline. Mariah Lazo's running the board today. Andrew Hamling on the phones at 869-1240. That's the I Got It at Tad's Locker Room hotline. As we get going with what's on tap today, a very strong reaction from the University of Maryland and their president, Wallace Lowe, yesterday on the loss of a student athlete and the ramifications that continue to reverberate through the football program. And that's where we start today. What's going on, Shaner?
Hey, what's up? On tap today at Side Pockets? It's Why Not Wednesday. Why not grab a juicy quarter pound cheeseburger served with fries for just $5.95 today? Yes, plenty of Maryland reaction. Nothing recently has come out about Zach Smith for the first time in a long time, although that doesn't mean that's the end of that chapter. But, Maryland's where we're going to start. Also, Connor Frankamp becomes the sixth senior to sign a professional contract. We'll tell you where he's going. Twitter question I feel a little dirty about. It was kind of low-hanging fruit and an easy one to run out there, and I finally did it. We'll tell you what that is at 39 minutes from now. Mark Hrabowski will be along. He's an author. He's got a book out. It's called In the Name of the Father. It has to do with the Manning family trilogy. We'll talk to him in an hour, and then maybe a little NBA news and notes after that. Our good friends at Athlon Sports said that Maryland will be this year's preseason number 51 team in the country, which is actually pretty good for them.
Yeah, not bad.
And scheduled to finish fifth in the Big Ten East. They're projected to go 6-6, 4-5 in the league. That, at the moment, is the least of their worries.
Oh, yeah.
As you pointed out, the president at Maryland, his name's Wallace Lowe, he broke their silence yesterday, finally. And Golic and Wingo so aptly put it, normally, a president or AD is in CYA mode. Normally would say, let's wait till all the facts come out. Basically a lot of words, but not much going on. Lowe totally went the other way. He basically said it was our fault. We are liable for this kid dying, and we apologize profusely for it, which keeps their head football coach on administrative leave. They have had one guy resign, and that is his official title is Director of Sports Performance, so basically strength and conditioning guy. Rick Court has resigned. They settled on a buyout. If you're admitting guilt, Bruce, then what is the training staff doing still employed?
That's a good question.
I mean, that's the real knee-jerk question that I would have here, and why did it take so long? This happened 2 months ago.
It was an emotional day and an emotional display that came obviously from the heart from Dr. Lowe and his reaction. It was unique in that the quote is, "We accept legal and moral responsibility for the mistakes made by people under his umbrella and under his responsibility as university president." From that standpoint, it was unique in that you're right. There was no damage control being done. There was no spinning being done. And a good thing that it wasn't, because We're talking about the loss of life here. That changes the dynamic. And I was just glad that there wasn't an appearance of trying to brush it off, trying to point fingers, trying to trivialize, whatever the case may be. He took the proper tact and went full speed ahead. And it was obviously a very emotional moment for him. Having said that, that's the next question. Those that were in a position of responsibility and those that were in a position of making decisions relative to this young man's life probably all need to answer for it, and I think probably will by the time that it's done. I'll be surprised if this coaching staff, or at least the head coach, is back. And I think that they are probably going to have to work fairly quickly on this. We're right around the corner to a season.
They play Texas September 1st.
Bingo.
So, yeah.
So we'll see. Because at the end of the day here, we need to remember Jordan McNair, 19-year-old offensive lineman, a guy that was coming in with his life and all of his dreams and aspirations still squarely intact and right in front of him as he enrolled and was pursuing a career at the University of Maryland. That's the end game here.
Mm-hmm.
And so Rick Court, who is essentially the strength and conditioning coach, his title, assistant athletic director for sports performance, gone. I think that that's the beginning of a pretty strong
mass exodus. Why is he gone? Why did he resign? That's what I want to know.
Because I think that, well, I don't know. That's a good question.
He's not the head athletic trainer here. No. He's not even assistant trainer here. It's not his job to take the temperature of Jordan McNair, put an ice pack, apply whatever needs to be applied here. To me, he's the first in a long line of fall guys in a quote-unquote toxic situation,
mm-hmm.
Jordan McNair's death notwithstanding. That's not just the only thing in play here. And that's, to me, that's not why their head coach, DJ Durkin, is on paid administrative mm-hmm. leave, not because Jordan McNair is dead. But in his resignation, he posted on Twitter, talking about Court, strength and conditioning guy, quote, "As a coach, it's critical for me to live what I strive to instill in my players, which is be committed to the welfare of the team, to be a good man on and off the field. After thoughtful reflection, prayer, and support, I offer my resignation to the University of Maryland." And he goes on to say all the things you would think he would say. This isn't an open shut case, and this isn't all about Jordan McNair, clearly, because the athletic director, Damon Evans, in order to gather more information about this, he and the president said that they're putting together a 4-person commission.
Yeah. Okay.
You need a commission to, how about sitting in front of DJ Durkin and looking him in the eyes and asking him some hard questions?
That's all you need to do. And this is the thing that's kind of, in watching President Lowe yesterday, he seems to be that kind of guy.
Right.
That's how he's handling this situation. Why not handle your football coach the same way? This, to me, seems to be something or other. And I don't know all of the nuances of due process, but we're not in a legal. And basically, what we're making a decision here is, did you handle the situation responsibly? Can we continue?
No. Because Lowe just admitted that they didn't to God and everybody.
Right. Can we trust you, or can we not trust you with the health and the well-being of others in your charge? I don't think they have an answer in the affirmative there. So it sounds to me right now like maybe ducks are being put in a row, and maybe they're doing their due diligence. But to me, sit down, athletic director, head coach, university president, someone to witness the thing and chronicle the communication, and have that thing done in about 35 or 40 minutes. Because at the end of the day, It ends up being in the front in the head coach's lap.
And players. I mean, if this is a toxic situation, mm-hmm. you can have the players speak on condition of anonymity. Don't
sure.
worry.
Wouldn't take long.
Just feel free to speak freely.
Yep.
So there's really two separate things in play here at Maryland. What with a death of a guy whose body temperature was reported to be 106 degrees. Nobody from the university called 911 until an hour after he suffered a seizure. This is according to Billy Murphy, who is, I think, the family's attorney.
The McNair family attorney.
The attorney,
right.
Yeah, okay. Yep. And Maryland maintains that no student athlete, trainer, or coach had reported a 5 p.m. seizure through an external review. The AD, Damon Evans, said McNair did not receive appropriate medical care and mistakes were made by some of our athletic training personnel.
Okay. A little general.
Oh, well,
a little general.
How do they still have their jobs then, for crying out loud?
Yeah.
This kid lost his life.
Yeah.
Through right. negligence.
Sure, of course.
I don't know how you can slice it or spin it any other way. So there's that part of it. And then there's a culture of
abuse,
toxic,
toxic culture, right?
Bullying, whatever you want to call it, and
the optics are about as bad as you can possibly imagine. And you know what? There's never a wrong time to do the right thing. It may be inconvenient, and you've got a lot of youngsters in that program who have invested mightily in it that are going to be affected by this. But really, what choice are they going to have eventually at Maryland?
And I hate to bring this up, but it's Maryland.
Okay.
It's not USC. It's
yes.
not Ohio
right.
State.
Sure.
You're a middling Big Ten
yeah.
program.
Yeah. Sure.
So, and again, I feel bad even bringing it up, but if there's ever a right time to do the right thing
mm-hmm.
at this particular place, it's in Maryland.
Yeah.
But the fact that they are going to get a commission together, a four-person commission, a retired chief judge for the District Court of Maryland,
mm-hmm.
Actually two of them, a senior counsel who's a former prosecutor in the U.S. Attorney's Office for Maryland, who is also the lead counsel for the investigation of steroid use in Major League Baseball. He's going to be on it.
Wow.
And the president said he's already contacted a retired and respected football coach and athletic administrator from outside the university.
Well, I'm not sure.
For what?
For what? I mean, it seems fairly cut and dry. But like I said, I've never been in that situation where you're talking about million-dollar contracts, buyouts. I'm sure that there is legalese within the terms
and
of the contract.
That would be the answer,
I suppose. And that's the only thing
yeah.
that I can possibly think about in this case, because it, to me, seems fairly cut and dry. And by the way, relative to my concerns that I just voiced about the young guys and people and women in that program, because there are plenty, I'm sure, of support people within the training staff and managerial staff mm-hmm. that I'm sure are female as well. If this toxicity really exists at the level that it's being alleged, screw the timing. Wouldn't you be glad just to get out from underneath it if you're a member of that football team or if you're a member of that program? Just get out from underneath it, take your chances, and see what happens.
Well, and on the flip side of that, and you knew it would surface somewhere, in the Washington Post, there's an article out that basically is not an outpouring, but more than a handful of players and parents of players that are supporting this regime.
Of course.
So there's a flip side to every coin, and DJ Durkin, according to a parent of one player, is, quote, 100% different, unquote, than the outline than the one outlined in the ESPN report. And that brings us to another point. Would we even know about this if ESPN didn't do a little digging and brought this to light? Because after the death of this young man, Jordan McNair,
mm-hmm.
and before Monday, DJ Durkin wrote a letter to all the parents saying this is probably going to come out. This ESPN article is probably going to come out. So it basically warned everybody that this bombshell is coming out. And I'm sure that, let's just hunker down and weather the storm. I'm sure DJ Durkin told everybody, hey, this is much ado about nothing, so just hang with me here.
Well, I hope that that's not the kind of verbiage that was used. But I mean, but I hear what you're saying. Like I said, the death of a young person in your program that you are responsible for kind of trumps what else can come out that trumps this. If there was indeed found, and apparently there has been enough negligence to be found, that one has already resigned.
Let's be clear here. One doesn't necessarily have to do with the other. Jordan McNair dying doesn't have anything to do with what kind of a guy DJ Durkin is or isn't.
Right.
Okay, these are two separate things.
Mm-hmm.
But it just so happens that that's a bad, bad combo. A guy dies allegedly of heat stroke, and no authorities were called until it was basically an hour too late, trying to get him to walk it off, essentially. Mm-hmm. And after a little investigation, then apparently we discover that it's an abusive culture within the football program. Again, I don't want anybody to misunderstand that the kid dying, I don't think necessarily has anything to do with an abusive culture, but the fact that some trainer types didn't do the right thing quick enough.
Well,
combination with this, sounds to me like there needs to be a shakeup.
It could
in that
be
program.
A result of an abusive culture if you're telling a kid essentially, and I don't know if this happened or
suck
not, if you're saying, hey, suck it up, toughen up a little bit. And in the meantime, you know, the fluids are being drained out, and you're talking about a kid that stays at a sustained temperature of well over 100 degrees, allegedly or reportedly as much bad as 106 degrees, and the timeline that is out there that indicates that something happened and there was no medical attention provided until an hour later, that'll all come to light.
Mm-hmm.
Maryland knows enough about it that people are starting to resign right now, and where it goes will remain to be seen. And, you know, Durkin may be, I don't know anything about him. I know where he came from. I know who he worked for. I know the cultures of the programs and the people that he worked for and that kind of thing. But I don't have any experience about him whatsoever. But I do know this. He's the head football coach.
Yep.
And the head football coach ultimately is the one that bears responsibility, whether it's directly or indirectly. For something like this. And I think that eventually that's the determination that the University of Maryland and this panel of four will come to. And perhaps sooner rather than later, a change will be made at the top. Whether or not that changes the culture remains to be seen. But now you're right. Now we're getting the levels of support, and all of a sudden, and who knows where that's coming from, and what the source of that is, and is it people just saying, "Wait a minute, this isn't my experience. We need to be fair and balanced." About I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what the deal is, but just an incredible. Just at the end of the day, a tragic situation, and people trying to figure out how to react to it.
And this story wouldn't be complete if a jackass, unnamed, longtime booster didn't weigh in on the Washington Post.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Quote, "A few major donors have called me. They've all expressed that basically DJ is getting made to hang out to dry and that some of these so-called athletes are looking for participation trophies. Life is not about participation. It's about learning life skills. DJ has been a great teacher of those."
Okay.
Unquote.
All right.
You know what a participation trophy is?
Mm-hmm.
Breathing.
Yes, living.
Being able to live.
Tell about it. So, fine.
And I'm not saying that's the prevailing thought around Maryland boosters. This is just one unnamed guy, but you knew that was coming. The toughness quotient. You knew the kids these days inference would be brought up, and this gutless, unnamed booster.
Sure sounds like Jordan McNair was tough enough. God. I mean, he was busting his ass in heat. And
it should be pointed out, though, that the AD and the president didn't meet with McNair's parents just the other day.
Right.
They were at the hospital with Tanya Wilson and Marty McNair, the parents of Jordan. So murky at best, the situation with Maryland, and kind of puts in perspective what happened at Ohio State.
Does.
A little bit, because someone's not around anymore. And that certainly is more important than wins and losses. But both of these things should be, if you believe, you know, timelines here, wrapped up within a month. Ohio State, maybe within a week. That's what they said. And the conclusion of this particular investigation at Maryland is expected on September 15th. And as I mentioned earlier, Maryland opens its season against Texas September 1st. 869-1240. Chris is first in on this Wednesday. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
You guys correct me if I've read you guys wrong on this. I don't understand. You guys have made, one of you, I think Bruce, made the comment that his death and the goings-on at this university, the stories of the abuse and this and that and this coach's character, don't have, one thing doesn't have to do with the other. I don't know how you can say it doesn't.
Right. I think that they probably are. I think everything is intertwined.
Because also, and again, I'm not going to get into all my other studies because I've studied this stuff on a larger scale. And if people think that someone's death is going to trump money making, they're wrong.
Right.
I'm sorry, just wrong. It's not. They're gonna damage control everything they can. And I don't know that this is the case. I'm just saying that I've learned enough. And this is just my own. This is one man's opinion, and from what he's studied and what he's learned, that they're going to put the spin on it that you and I want to hear, and their parents want to hear. And do I think that most people around that organization don't care about his death? No, I don't. But I bet you some don't care. So and that sounds hard. That sounds harsh. But if it's about money, guys, that's going to trump death. I hate to tell you.
Well, that's why they're putting a commission together. That if they're going to make a move and move on from DJ Durkin, they're going to do it responsibly, so they don't have to owe him a bunch of money.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Clearly, the guy that did step down resigned. Rick Court. He got a settlement, so it's not like he walked away.
Right.
He got $331,000. And Chris, yes, I was the guy that said one doesn't necessarily have to do with the other. Taking at face value, this kid overheated during sprints.
Exactly.
So if Chris wants to go that extra mile, and Bruce, I think maybe you're there too, that it's kind of intertwined, I won't totally disagree, but I just want to point out that Jordan McNair's death on its face doesn't necessarily have to do with DJ Durkin being a bad guy or a bully.
Not necessarily. You're right.
So
That,
I just want to make that clear. But
no.
Chris, you're certainly entirely
right. Yeah, I mean, if a culture prevails within a program that allows this kind of delay in treatment, that could certainly be construed as part of the residuals of the culture,
Will come out sooner or later,
sure
one way
will.
Or the other. Absolutely. So we'll know 100%, hopefully by September the 15th.
All right. Stay with us. Just getting rolling on a Wednesday edition. Shane and Bruce with you. Sports Daily on the Sports Station, KFH.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.